This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Opposition figure Raila Odinga says he will challenge the results of Kenya's closed presidential election with, quote, all constitutional and legal options. Odinga spoke Tuesday, a day after Deputy President William Ruto was declared the winner. His promise of a challenge brought new uncertainty to East Africa's most stable democracy. Now the country faces weeks of disputes and the possibility that the Supreme Court will order another election. Religious and other leaders have pleaded for calm in a nation with a history of deadly post-election violence. U.S. President Joe Biden signed Democrats' landmark climate change and health care bill into law. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president has called it the final piece of his pared-down domestic agenda.
One of the most significant laws in our history.
This is the most substantial federal investment in history to fight climate change and would cap prescription drug cost at $2,000 out of pocket annually for Medicare recipients.
With this law, the American people won and the special interests lost.
The measure is paid for by new taxes on large companies and stepped-up IRS enforcement of the wealthy.
No one, let me emphasize, no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in federal taxes.
Democrats are hoping the recent string of successes will jumpstart their chances of maintaining control in the November midterms. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Republicans say the legislation's new business taxes will increase prices, worsening the nation's bout with its highest inflation since 1981, though Democrats labeled it the Inflation Reduction Act. Nonpartisan analysts say it will barely have any perceptible impact on prices. This is VOA News. Explosions and fires have ripped through an ammunition depot in Russia-annexed Crimea in the second suspected Ukrainian attack on the peninsula in just over a week. The blast forced the evacuation of more than 3,000 people. Russia is blaming the explosions on an act of sabotage without naming the perpetrators. Ukraine stopped short of publicly claiming responsibility. If Ukrainian forces were, in fact, behind the explosions, they would represent a significant escalation in the war. Turkish airstrikes on Syria border posts run by regime forces killed 17 fighters on Tuesday, according to a war monitor, prompting the Damascus government to threaten retaliation. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights did not specify if the victims were affiliated with the government or Kurdish forces. Turkey has stepped up its attacks in Kurdish-controlled areas of Syria since a July 19 summit, with Iran and Russia failed to greenlight a fresh offensive against Kurdish fighters viewed as terrorists by Turkey. A new rule from U.S. health officials will allow Americans with mild to moderate hearing problems to buy hearing aids without a prescription later this year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The rule creates a new class of hearing aids that don't require a medical exam or prescription and can instead be sold online or over the counter. The Hearing Loss Association of America's Barbara Kelly's long been pushing that.
80% of people who could benefit from a hearing aid don't get one.
Citing cost, stigma, and other factors.
Consumers will have choice.
Glenda Greer resisted getting a hearing aid for years before giving in.
It was literally life-changing.
But says she advises people not to self-diagnose. A professional can properly fit the aid and optimize its benefits. Plus,
it could just be they have a wax buildup, just need their ears cleaned out, then they don't need hearing aids at all.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Recapping our top story, opposition figure Raila Odinga says he will challenge the results of Kenya's close presidential election with, quote, all constitutional and legal options. Odinga spoke Tuesday, a day after Deputy President William Ruto was declared the winner. His promise of a challenge brought new uncertainty to East Africa's most stable democracy. Now the country faces weeks of disputes and the possibility of a Supreme Court ordering another election. Religious and other leaders are pleading for calm in a nation with a history of deadly post-election violence. Reporting by remote.